It is difficult to imagine the joy and bewilderment a large section of the American population felt upon being told, you're free, there's no more slavery. It happened a couple of months after the Civil War ended in 1865. The date is now remembered as Juneteenth, June 19th. Celebrations around that date go on all over the country. The Oregon Shakespeare Festival gathers a bunch of its people for a celebration next Monday, June 27th. Claudia Alec is the community director at the Oregon Shakespeare Festival and our guest once again on The Exchange, obviously very involved with the Juneteenth preparation. Claudia, welcome back to the Jefferson Exchange.
Thanks so much for having me. Can you hear me all right?
Can hear you just fine. Thanks.
Great.
So how did the name end up getting turned into Juneteenth, do you know?
Well, it's because the holiday is June 19th, and that's the date the slaves found out that they had been freed. And, you know, this is a holiday that was started in Texas, but it's celebrated all over the United States. And for the Oregon Shakespeare Festival, it's really a chance for us to connect internally and also with the people of color in our community.
I'm curious about the timing, though. I mean, because we all know about the Civil War ending in the spring of 1865, and here it is almost summer, and the slaves are just finding out, the former slaves. Do you know what the circumstances were there?
Well, I think that this holiday is a testament to celebrating the doing. You know, the law was changed, yes, but it required people actually going there, soldiers going to Texas to say that the law has been changed and now we have to change our behavior. And that's a powerful thing to celebrate.
Indeed. I can imagine, though, a lot of hardship over the years in just attempting to celebrate Juneteenth in some places and times. Is there a fair amount of history to observances of Juneteenth over the years?
Oh, there is, definitely. You know, what I love is the history of the Juneteenth celebration at the Oregon Shakespeare Festival, because it was started by acting company members who really cared deeply about students and wanted to help African-American students attend our education programs.
All right, so Aldo Billingsley, I guess, was the guy who actually got it started?
Yes, Aldo Billingsley and J.P. Aldo was working in our education department. He was an actor in the company, and he and J.P. got together and they started a really informal barbecue in JP's backyard. And from there, you know, we've been doing this for, oh gosh, over 15 years. So it's grown a great deal since that first backyard barbecue. There's performance and just really beautiful storytelling from our acting company members and other company members.
I'm embarrassed to remember to say I can't remember JP's last name.
I sense that I'm going to do a portmanteau because I want to say his name is Josiah Phillips.
Okay,
so JP.
Yeah. Right,
that's
yes.
Just the
right.
I wanted to say JP Phillips, but that's actually me adding an extra last name. But it's amazing to just think about all of the African American actors and staff members and company members who have worked at the Oregon Shakespeare Festival, and this celebration is a testament to all of those wonderful artists that we've been working with.
Well, one of the testaments would have to be the fact that it's on a Monday, and Monday's usually a day off for the actors, so they're taking part of their off day to devote to this celebration.
Definitely, and I can't emphasize enough, it's a company-wide celebration, so it was somebody from, we had somebody from the education department who helped to work on the script. We have people from the props department making fans for the performance. There's a lot of creative thinking and a lot of people who gather at the table. And the company members who put the show together, they're volunteering their time because they want to help the kids and they care deeply about connecting over African-American culture.
All right, we're talking about the Juneteenth celebration coming to the Oregon Shakespeare Festival grounds to the courtyard, which used to be called the Bricks. I'm not sure if it still is. We'll check with Claudia in just a moment. This Monday, June 27th at noon, Claudia Alec is the community director at OSF. You can join us on the Exchange at 800-838-3760. Perhaps you have word of Juneteenth celebrations in your town. Feel free to share those as well. 800-838-3760. Email address is jx@jeffnet.org. Are there certain rituals, Claudia, that are part of all Juneteenth celebrations? I'm curious to know what kind of tradition has developed around the observations.
Well, generally, there aren't certain rituals, but there are certain tropes at African-American celebrations. So, you know, generally at our celebration, we try to revisit history and we try to learn something ourselves and then share it with our community.
All right, so it sounds like it's much more celebration than anything else, but certainly when you think about something as horrible as slavery, there's a number of ways you could observe the institution and its end.
Well, and that's the complicated thing about putting the show together every year. This year's theme is That Was Then, Then Is Now. And the people creating the show have been struggling with acknowledging the truth of where we are today as a nation and who we are as a people, and reflecting on all of that past pain and trauma, as well as celebrating who we are and where we've come from and what we're doing. So it's that mix that everyone will find in the show. And it's a family-friendly show, so I hope that people will bring kids, too.
All right. So you mentioned the kinds of things that had happened in the last year or so. I mean, just the tenor of the time. So how much is there of what? I mean, we're talking the shooting in the Charleston churches on June 17th of last year. Was that included in last year's observance?
It definitely was. Last year, we began the show with Cheryl Guyton, who works in our hair and wig department. She's a supervisor there, and she's from that town. So she said, "Can I do a few words?" She got up on stage, and she did the most amazing, beautiful speech where she talked in detail about every single person who was slain. She talked about the history of that church and how it was started through slave rebellion. And it was a beautiful way to start the show. Then we did our program, which was something we'd been working on for a couple of months. It was about laugh to keep from crying. And then at the very end of the show, we got the announcement. Someone tweeted to us that South Carolina had decided to, the governor had said, "Oh, we need to take the flag down." So we were able to announce at the end of that show, the flag's coming down. Mm-hmm. So if we do our job right, the show is reflecting yesterday and today and just making sure we're really emotionally affected by the urgency and the beauty of race in America.
Wow, what a difference in connection to the world when you think about it, that we're talking about 2 months after the end of the Civil War was when the soldiers arrived in Texas and told the slaves, the former slaves, that they were free. And then you got Twitter to tell you about the taking down of the Confederate flag before the end of last year's show. That's amazing. Tell me about the feeling there at that moment, you in being able to have that announcement in last year's Juneteenth celebration.
Well, it was definitely a feeling of great joy. Generally, I find at these Juneteenth celebrations, I experience all the emotions. I experience sorrow when we talk about slavery and oppression in the United States. I feel joy when we celebrate the people who the Black African Americans who have done so many great things in the United States. So it runs that gamut. It was really lovely to be able to end the show on such a high positive note. And we hope that when people go to this Juneteenth celebration, they're going to be educated, they're going to be entertained, and they're also going to feel like they have been fed. This is nourishing material.
No actual food, though, right?
it's a show, so there'll be performance on that stage.
Right. So we'll feed the soul here. Talk about some of the educational elements of the Juneteenth celebration, Claudia.
Well, you know, the show is free. And generally we all want to make sure that we have a material in that performance that is reflecting on a piece of African American history or African American culture, for our community members and ourselves. Also, we put a basket out, and people can throw money in it. And then that money goes to a scholarship for African American students to attend the summer seminar for high school juniors. It's an amazing opportunity. It's an amazing program. I'm always just so thrilled when we're able to help students go through it.
And it's a whole organized Juneteenth scholarship fund, is that right?
Yes, indeed, yes. And this is why we started the celebration. We started it specifically because we not only wanted to connect with African Americans, we wanted to help the next generation and make sure that they were connected to the Oregon Shakespeare Festival. And this is a beautiful way to also connect to the African Americans in our entire community. We're scattered in Southern Oregon, and it's nice to be able to gather in a concentrated time and space.
Mm-hmm. Widely scattered, in fact, across Southern Oregon. Is it hard sometimes to get a feeling of community among African Americans in Southern Oregon, given that you are fairly few and far between?
Well, you know, I find I feel community in spaces where I'm surrounded with my people. So I felt great community when I was watching The Wiz, because I work at the Oregon Shakespeare Festival. So I tend to be surrounded by all of the different communities I belong to in a beautiful way. That's the beauty of my job, though. I get to travel. I get to go visit all the communities. I get to go to see different shows in Southern Oregon and visit different churches, different community groups, different schools. So I'm lucky in that fashion. One of the reasons we have to do events like this is to give opportunities for others to gather in that way.
Claudia Alec is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. She's the community director at the Oregon Shakespeare Festival. I've been talking about the Juneteenth observance coming up this Monday, June 27th at noon in the courtyard at the Oregon Shakespeare Festival. It is free to the public, but donations are accepted for the scholarship fund. You can join our conversation on the Jefferson Exchange about Juneteenth, about what Juneteenth observes, about the Oregon Shakespeare Festival's observance of it, or if you have stuff to talk about with Juneteenth observations in your own town, feel free to share those with us at 800-838-3760 over the phone, by email jx@jeffnet.org. Well, let's talk about the outreach you do. It sounds like you're constantly busy and constantly traveling.
Oh, indeed, indeed. I mean, the Oregon Shakespeare Festival, we're a highly connected organization. We have destination audiences that are coming to visit us. We've got artists, guest artists are coming from all over the country. It's interesting also because we're based in the state of Oregon. Oregon is not a small state, so it's necessary to make sure we're fully connected.
Does that mean going to places like Vail and Ontario and, I mean, the far-flung corners of the state of Oregon?
Yes, if I can. My last trip was to nowhere far flung. It was to Portland, and I was very grateful to get to do it. And I'm hoping my next trip will be to Eugene. But one of the things I find fascinating about Southern Oregon is our digital connection. So we're connected online, and that's a beautiful thing, too. We've got a lot of Facebook groups and online spaces for us to connect in and discuss issues. I also wanted to make sure that we just did a quick shout-out for Christiana Clark, who's directing the Juneteenth celebration. She's an acting company member. She's in our production of The Wiz, playing the lion. Also, Tramell, who's playing Laertes in Hamlet. She's doing a fabulous job of creating material for the show. And Manisa Vikram from our education department. The show is put together by a huge group of Oregon Shakespeare Festival company members, lots of people volunteering. But those three did a lot of creative direction on the show, and we're really happy to be working with them.
Well, Christiana Clark, Tramell, and who was the third person?
Oh, and Monisa Vikram, who works in our education department.
Okay, all kinds of people involved with this. How do the people who are delivering material at the Juneteenth celebration find the time to rehearse? This has got to be the busiest time of year for the Oregon Shakespeare Festival, with all stages going.
Well, you know, generally we try to celebrate Juneteenth the Monday that is closest to the 19th. However, this year, that was the day after we had opened three gigantic, gorgeous Elizabethan shows. So we just opened The Wiz, Winter's Tale, and Hamlet. So we decided to give ourselves 6 days to take a breath and then to do the show, which is why we're celebrating it on the 27th this year. And definitely, folks are working on their free time, midnight, lunch hours. It's a labor of love.
Sounds like a lot of fun. How long does the process of preparing? When is the decision made to lock up the elements that'll go into the Juneteenth show?
Oh, could you ask that question again?
About what time of the year do you decide what's going to go into the Juneteenth show? I'm just trying to figure out how much time you get to actually spend preparing.
I find that the process of creating the Juneteenth program is as powerful and important as the Juneteenth program itself. We meet for several months before we put the show up. Generally, the director, this year it was Christiana Clark, she comes in and she's got a vision, an idea that she will float to the table. But then it's meeting weekly and bringing material to the table, ideas to the table. There's been a lot of people being like, oh, I was so inspired by the conversation we had last week. I wrote this original poem. Oh, I really have this song I'd like to sing. And then somebody going, oh, I could do a dance to that song. So it's been that process of creating the show.
You know, having been in a few shows myself, I can imagine it's probably up to the last minute with people going, ooh, I got this great idea for something new to put in.
Well, the beautiful thing about this show is also we've designed it so because it's so close to opening, we've designed it so it doesn't have a lot of rehearsal so that we can just show up the day of and we do a sound check that morning and put the show up.
So what can people expect? I mean, I know there's been some work going on around the courtyard there at the Oregon Shakespeare Festival. So what are people likely to see if they show up for the Juneteenth celebration or anything else in the courtyard for that matter?
Right now, the bricks look great, and they're kind of like the regular bricks you've always seen. You know, we've done our big renovations to the Elizabethan Theater, to that courtyard area, as well as to the Bomer Theater, adding the elevator. The next phase of our bricks, our beautiful, beautiful bricks redesign, that doesn't launch until we close the season and we have some space to tear stuff up and put new things down. So people can expect grass seating areas the same that they've had in the past. There's less trees, so they might want to bring an umbrella for shade.
Okay, that is a good point to bring up. So Juneteenth again on Monday the 27th at noon. About how many performers are putting the show together? How many different people involved in the production?
I would say at least 20. There might be 30. It's a lot of great company members who've been involved.
You were talking about the moments last year, like being able to announce at the end of the show that South Carolina had agreed to take down the Confederate flag. Have there been some standout moments that still stick in your mind from previous Juneteenths?
Oh, gosh. There's so many. I remember there was a woman who, an acting company member, who decided to do a praise dance in her bare feet. And the sun was so hot on the stage, it burned her soles. And she had to stop in the middle of the dance to put on socks. And we all paused and waited with her. I remember acting company members all dressed in white, singing so gorgeously. The thing I remember the most and I appreciate the most happens after Juneteenth. It's when I see the students participating in the summer seminar. That's where I personally get my biggest thrill.
And those are high school juniors that are brought in through the scholarship fund?
Yes.
All right. Sounds like fun to be able to do that. The performance is Juneteenth. That's on Monday the 27th at noon on the bricks at the Oregon Shakespeare Festival. Christiana Clark is the director this year. Tramell and Monisa also get some credit from Claudia Alec. Claudia Alec is the community director at the Oregon Shakespeare Festival. Claudia, always good to talk to you. Best of luck with the show on Monday.
Thanks so much. Thanks for your time.
All right. Take care.